What about the issue, as long as we're talking about practical clinical issues, of the older patient with renal cell? You actually are part of a presentation here looking at sorafenib specifically, elderly. Can you talk about what you saw there and also in your clinic how you approach the older patient?
One of the things that we have at City of Hope is a cancer and aging program. I think we have to ask questions about how to give people of a certain age the therapies that we think they need, but also recognize that the goals for a 75-year-old are different than the goals for a 45-year-old. And I can tell you in the study that we presented with sorafenib in the over 65 is that it does not appear that that drug presents any difficulty with administration when compared with the under 65 population. So, for example, in my own practice, if I have an asymptomatic person with metastatic kidney cancer that's 75, and I want to have a discussion around sunitinib versus sorafenib, I often have a conversation saying that I may have to sacrifice a little bit of the benefit, but I may be able to give you a therapy that has a better quality of life component to it, and let's have that conversation. I've had 75-year-olds that come to me and say, if it's better and it's toxic, give it to me. I've had 75-year-olds that have come and said, I really want to be able to spend time with my family. I want to be able to continue to do the things that I want to do. I'll know that that other drug is always out there for me, but let's start with something that I'm going to tolerate better.
So it sounds like your perception, I'm sure based on data and your own experience, is sorafenib is better tolerated in older people?
I think it is better tolerated.
What specifically is the issue? Fatigue?
Less fatigue, less hand-foot syndrome, less hypertension makes it better tolerated.